Jesus said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Man does not live by bread alone. The Days of Unleavened Bread, one of the festivals that God gives to mankind to observe, deal with bread. Not necessarily the type of bread that we're used to, but a flat, unleavened bread that is also called in Scripture a bread of sincerity and of truth. When we look at what Jesus said about not living by bread alone, and we look at this festival of the Days of Unleavened Bread, then we can understand something that is profound when it comes to the spiritual relationship that we have with God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, the Apostle Paul is talking to a church in the city of Corinth, and he tells them to purge out the leaven, because you are a new lump, because you are truly unleavened. Indeed, he says, Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, he says, let us keep the feast. What Paul is talking about is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Not with old leaven, he says, but with the leaven, or nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That's what this feast is all about. And that's where this idea and this concept of the bread of life, and man not living by bread alone, but by every word of God, comes down. A disciple of Jesus Christ is going to continue to be eating unleavened bread during this festival, this seven-day festival. The unleavened bread gives us a wonderful opportunity to picture something that is quite profound in its significance for our lives and the true bread of life that every one of us needs to live forever. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, the Apostle Paul writes one of the most profound teachings of the New Testament. He says, I have been crucified with Christ, yet it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The life that we now live, we live by that life of Christ within us. That's the true bread of life. That's what is most important. When we eat the unleavened bread, during the 7 days of unleavened bread, we are reminded then that we do not live by bread alone, but by the life of Jesus Christ within us. And there's another important point from understanding that bread and that life within us and its significance for our spiritual lives. In part two, we'll talk about that. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.